晚安。
Good evening。
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主啊，感谢你用你的爱吸引我们到你的面前。我们把今天晚上的聚会恭恭敬敬交在你的手中。愿主真理的圣灵引导我们进入你丰盛的奥秘，你真理的隐秘处，给我们因为明白认识你的道，我们更有信心仰望你，更有爱心，更有智慧来走你的道路。求主听我们的祷告，我们恭敬把今天晚上所要传讲的信息交托在你手里。求主预备我们的心，预备我们的思想，让我们被你的道所光照的时候，我们的心就更加归向你。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名祈求的，阿们。我们今天呢，继续讲祷告文中间的第三个祷告。
Today we want to talk about the third item in the Lord's Prayer.
为什么主祷文很重要呢？
Why do we consider Lord's Prayer most important?
因为主祷文是讲到有关于祷告的问题。
Because it's about prayer.
今天教会里面最缺乏的就是祷告神学的训练。
What the church lacks today is the training in the theology of prayer.
为什么祷告神学需要训练的？
Why do you need to be trained in the theology of prayer?
每一个人都以为他已经会祷告。
Because everybody assumes that you know how to pray.
他根据什么评定自己我是会祷告的？
But based on what basis do you judge that you can pray?
因为每一个宗教都是由祷告来形成的。
Every religion has some sort of prayers.
没有一个宗教是没有祷告的。
You won't find a religion that doesn't have a prayer.
每一个宗教的祷告都是人自发的。
But all prayers of religions are self-centered.
不是根据一个特别的教训、特别的原理，然后慢慢的学会怎么祷告的。
It's not based on a certain principle or something you learn slowly.
所以当人以自己的意愿以自己的方式去祷告的时候，
Therefore, when you pray based on your own will and your own methods,
有两大缺乏。
You will make two great errors.
他们缺乏是向谁祷告。
The first one is you will lack the direction to whom you pray.
第二个缺乏是要怎样才叫做祷告。
The second one is how do you actually pray.
这件事几乎很多宗教都没有教到他的信徒怎样祷告，向谁祷告。
And almost all religion will not teach people how to pray or to whom would you pray to.
所以我们祷告的对象是模糊的。
We are vague towards the person we are praying to.
祷告的动机是自私的。
And the motive of our prayer often are selfish.
很多的宗教他们祷告的时候，
Many people of other religions when they pray,
求孩子，
they ask for children,
求发财，
they ask for prosperity,
求丰富，
they ask for abundance,
求顺利，
they ask for a smooth journey,
求成功，
they ask for success,
求亨通，
they ask for no errors.
那他们求这个子孙万代兴隆。
That forever and ever the descendants will be prosperous.
这个全部加起来，
if you add it all up,
都是表示个人的贪心。
It's just a manifestation of selfish greed.
个人的自私。
Individuality.
所以这种祷告是以自我为中心，要利用上帝的一个祷告。
These prayers are self-centered, one in which you try to make use of God.
这就是为什么主祷文很重要。
That is why the Lord's Prayer is most important.
耶稣基督教导我们的祷告完全没有这个成分在里面。
The prayer that Jesus Christ taught us has no such selfish content.
有关于物质所提出来的祷告只有一句话。
There is only one thing in the Lord's Prayer about material needs.
我们日用的饮食今日赐给我们。
And that is give us this day our daily bread.
耶稣基督没有反对我们为物质祷告。
Jesus Christ was not opposed to praying for material needs.
我们物质所需要的是什么呢？
But what do we really need in life?
日用的饮食。
Our daily bread.
求你今天赐给我们。
May you grant it to us today.
不是贪得无厌。
Not out of greed.
不是垄断经济的脉搏。
Not a monopolization of economy.
不是掌握全体这个财政的命脉。
Not a desire to get all the financial resources you have.
没有自私的成分。
So there is no self-centeredness here.
没有贪婪的成分。
No content of greed.
所以在物质的需求上，人对上帝的祷告，只有在基督的教导里面，才达到真正有价值的限制。
Jesus Christ himself taught us the true meaning and the true way we should request for our material needs.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当你听一个人很热心祷告的时候，
When you listen to a fervent prayer,
无论在庙里面，
whether it's in a temple,
无论在山上，
or on a mountain top,
无论在房间，
maybe in a room,
你注意听他祷告的时候，
if you are to listen intensely,
你发现他正在表现自己何等自私，
you will discover a display of self-centeredness.
正在表现自己何等贪婪，
a display of greed.
所以这些祷告都不成为真正蒙上帝悦纳的祷告。
Therefore, these prayers cannot be pleasing to God.
主祷文的重要性
，the importance of the Lord's prayer，
就是一个祷告神学的教导。
Is that it taught us about the theology of prayer?
人与神关系的一个示范。
A demonstration of a relationship with God.
所以我们的主耶稣基督教导我们怎么样祷告。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us how.
所以你们祷告。
And He said, therefore, when you pray,
要如此说。
You must say pray this way.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
所以这个对象是清楚的。
We are clear as to the object.
这位上帝不是凶神恶煞、独裁、控制人性、完全顺服他。不可反抗的上帝。
We are not praying to a cruel and dictatorial God.
我们所祷告的上帝是我们的父亲，是用生命赐给我们，用爱教导我们，用真理栽培我们的那一位父。
And we are praying to one who has given us his life, the one who has taught us with his truth, the Father.
这是何等奇妙的事情。
It's the most wonderful thing to say.
We all have one Father in heaven.
我们都有一位在天上的父。
The source of the life.
他是我们生命的源头。
The source of the truth.
他是真理的源头。
The source of grace.
他是恩典的源头。
所以我们如同一个孩子到父亲的面前来，对他说，你是我天上的父。
Like a little child coming before his father saying, you are my father in heaven.
然后祷告的第一句话就是说，愿人尊主你的名为圣。
And the first item in the prayer is, hallowed be your name.
这句话已经脱离了以自我为中心的自私的心理。
And this sentence has already given you a breakthrough from self-centeredness.
主啊，我想的是什么？
Oh Lord, what am I thinking about?
你的身份。
Your status.
你的威荣。
Your awesomeness.
你的光明。
Your brightness.
你在世界上人可以认识你，可以尊你为圣的这个地位是很重要的。
That is important for me to know that all will regard your name as holy.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
如果一个孩子到一个父亲的面前，
If a child should come to his father,
真正知道他的父亲应当怎么样被尊重。
And he truly know how he ought to regard his father.
那他自己怎样尊重父亲？
And he regarded him in the right manner. 有
盼望别人与他一样的尊重父亲。
And has a desire that everybody would do the same for his father.
这个父亲心里的满意是不能超越的。
The father would be most satisfied.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be your name.
然后我们已经用三次的时间讲第二个祷告词。
And we have spent three sessions.On the second item of the
prayer. 愿你的国降临。
And that is your kingdom come.
为什么呢？
Why?
这是表示我们实实在在是在地上做某一个国家的公民的时候，我们看见比世界国度更荣耀的是上帝的国度。
It reminds us that as we live on this earth, the kingdom we live in cannot be comparable to the kingdom in heaven.
为什么我们盼望天国降临？
Why do we say your kingdom come?
因为这个世界不能满足我们。
For we are not satisfied with this world.
今天有很多的人活在水深火热之中。
Many people live in terrible circumstances in the world.
许多的人一天只有$2来过他吃喝。住一切的需要。
Some people live with less than $2 a day.
那么，但是你们在新加坡人过得非常富裕的生活。
But in Singapore, you have a life of abundance.
但是我们从内心的深处知道，我们对最好的政府还是不满意的。
But deep in our heart, we know that the best government will still not satisfy us.
为什么？因为我们里面有个最高的理想。
For we have an ideal in our heart.
我们有最完美的标准。
We have a perfect requirement.
我们有最绝对的观念。
We do have a concept of being absolute.
当我们把这个最绝对的观念当作标准来看的时候，世界没有一个政府是满意我们的心的。
And so when we compare governments of the world to the ideal, none will satisfy us.
当然，不满意的人自己也不是太好。
But just because you are not satisfied doesn't mean you are too good.
所以我们对这个不满意，对那个不满意，我们忘记别人对我们更不满意。
We are not happy with this, not happy with that, but others are more unhappy about us.
所以我们看到这个世界不令人满意的时候，
So when we are not satisfied with this world,
我们就有一个盼望，
We do have a hope.
更完美的应当来到。
That there must be a better one.
更完美的怎么来到呢？
But how would it come to us?
更完美的从哪里来到？
Where would it come from?
更完美的怎样才能来到呢？
And how would it come?
一定要从神那里来。
It must come from God.
一定是高过世界所有的标准。
It would be higher than the world standard.
所以我说，父啊，愿你的国降临。
And so we say, Father, your kingdom come.
我记得上个礼拜我跟你讲的什么叫做上帝的国。
Remember last week we talked about the kingdom of God.
有君王。
There must be a king.
有百姓。
There must be people to rule over.
真理的内容。
There must be the content of the truth.
作为整个律法的原委。
As the principle of the law.
还有公义的这个治理原则。
And it must be ruled by the principle of righteousness.
加上有一个特别引导百姓顺服的力量。
And also the power to lead the people to follow you.
每个国度都应当有的。
These are things that every kingdom must have.
一个国度一定有领导人。
You must have a leader.
一个国度一定有被带领的百姓。
You must have citizens that will follow the leader.
一个国度一定要有真理的内容成为那个国度的规范。
The kingdom must have the contents of truth in it.
一个国度应当有治理百姓的总原则。
It must have a general principle to rule over the people.
还有怎样引导人明白这些原则的教导。
And teaching how people will understand these principles.
天国是什么呢?
So what is the kingdom of God?
天国的君王是上帝。
The king will be God.
天国的百姓是蒙救赎的子民。
The people will be people who have been saved.
天国教导的真理就是全本的圣经。
And the entire Bible is the truth that is to be taught.
天国治理的原则就是上帝的义在地上被遵行出。
And the rule of the kingdom of God is the righteousness of God.
天国教导我们的老师就是圣灵。
The teacher will be the Holy Spirit.
从这些方面把它归纳起来。
So when you summarize all these things,
你知道什么叫做上帝的国呢？
You understand the kingdom of God.
上帝的国在耶稣再来的时候一定要具体降临。
When the kingdom, when Jesus Christ will come back again, the kingdom of God will pragmatically be
here. 上帝的国在耶稣没有再来以前有没有在世界上呢？
But is the kingdom of God present before Christ returns?
耶稣说天国已经在你们心里了。
Jesus said the kingdom is already in your heart.
耶稣说有一天他还有再来。
And one day he will come again.
所以已经在你心里，直到他以后再来，这两件事配合起来，就是你的国已经来临，但是你的国还我要等候他再来。
And so we have a situation where we say that your kingdom is already here, but still not yet present.
Already and not yet.
所以是已经到临，但是还没有。
The kingdom of God is now here.
上帝的国已经来临。
Because the power of the kingdom of God has been shown in casting out the demons from human distortion.
因为上帝的国的能力在赶鬼的这件事情上已经彰显出来。
耶稣基督说，
So Jesus Christ
said, 这些鬼你把它赶出去。
When you exorcise the demons,
上帝的国已经在你们中间了。
It shows that the kingdom of God is already among you.
耶稣基督到世界上来的时候，
When Jesus Christ came to the world,
超然的力量，
He has supernatural powers,
胜过了邪恶的超然的邪恶。
That has victory over the supernatural power of the evil ones.
神的能力是良善的超自然。
The power of God is the supernatural good.
撒旦的能力是邪恶的超自然。
The power of Satan is the supernatural evil.
撒旦是超自然的。
Satan is supernatural.
他有属灵的权柄能力控制着人。
He has spiritual power over the humankind.
基督的权柄也是超自然的。
The power of Christ is also supernatural.
胜过邪恶的超自然能力来到这个世界。
He has the supernatural power to have victory over that of Satan.
基督徒不能因为超自然马上就心慌意乱。
So the Christian ought not to panic just because supernatural things occur.
你看见很多奇怪的事情。
When you observe things that are odd,
马上就把它假设就是圣灵的工作。
Some of the people immediately assume it's the work of the Holy Spirit.
前不久有一个人拿一本书给我看。
Not long ago, someone passed me a book.
他说汤姆斯这个书可以看吗？
He asked Dr. Tom, can I read this book?
我看一下是什么书呢？
I look at it.
原来是指一个女人已经上天堂十几次，下来几十次了。
It's a book written by a woman who claimed that she went to heaven many, many times and came here many, many times. So I asked, have you read this book?
是的。
She said,
yes. 你看得好吗?
You think it's a good book?
他说好的。
It's a good book.
为什么好?
Why is it good?
因为他上天堂几次我都还没有去过。
Because well, she went to heaven many times, I've never had a chance.
我很受吸引。
So I am attracted to this idea.
我问他说你怎么知道他上去是真的,下来是真的,他去的就是那真正的天堂呢?
So I asked her, how do you know that the experiences and the things she wrote are all true?
他说因为他这样讲的嘛。
So, well, she said it.
今天的很多的基督徒,
so many Christians today,
他们被超自然所搞混了。
Are confused because of the supernatural.
他们被超自然所吸引。
And attracted by supernatural events.
不论吞枣,是的也接受。不对的也接受下来。
And so they will accept anything good or bad.
所以你要分清楚哪一种超自然。
You want to be very careful and be able to segregate them.
基督是善良的、圣洁的超自然，来世界拯救人脱离邪恶的、黑暗的超自然。
The supernatural aspect of Christ is one that gives us victory over the supernatural of the evil one.
使徒行传四章三十八节告诉我们。
Acts chapter 10 verse 38 says,
上帝高立了拿撒勒人耶稣。
God has anointed the Nazarene Jesus.
周游四方行善事。
That he will do good going from city to city.
医好凡被魔鬼辖制的人。
And he will heal all who are in bondage by the devil. 今天
灵恩派很猖獗的时候。
When the charismatic movement is at its
climax, 你们以为他们有很多超自然的现象。
You look at them, they seem to have a lot of supernatural events.
他们一定会赶鬼。
Seems like they can do healing, exorcism, they can prophesy.
你就被他超自然的现象充分了你的头脑。
And so you get all excited and confused by it.
你没有看见他们邪恶的地方在哪。
But you cannot recognize where the evil is.
为什么灵恩派的领袖常常在钱的事情上不诚实？
Why is it that charismatic leaders always make mistakes in financial matters?
像康熙一样。
Like Gong Hi.
为什么灵恩派的领袖常常在犯奸淫的事情上很勇敢呢？
Why is it that charismatic leaders often will commit adultery?
因为他们跟主祷文的第二句大相径庭。
Because their lifestyle is completely opposite of the second item.
愿人尊你的名为圣。
And that is hallowed be your name.
上帝是圣洁的。
For God is holy.
这个是神的属性中间没有办法撒旦去冒充的一个属性。
It is an attribute of God that Satan can never fake.
The holiness cannot be fake.
因为圣洁是不能够被冒犯。
Holiness is a true essence of God's nature.
它是上帝属性真正的表彰。
真正属于上帝的人。
Those who truly belong to God.
超自然力量不是重要
的。The supernatural power is not most important.
圣洁的本质。才是重要的。
But holy living is then most important.
耶稣基督周游四方行善事。
Jesus Christ goes from villages to villages to do good.
凡被撒旦辖制的人。
And heal those who are in bondage by Satan.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上个礼拜我跟你谈到了很多关于上帝国的事。
Last week we talked a lot about the kingdom of God.
我们做了最后的两个比较。
And we had the last two comparisons.
世上的国度。
The kingdom of man.
二十世纪里面
，in the 20th century，
最强的就是美国跟苏联。
We talk about America and USSR.
这两个国家有太多的毛病，我们在二十一世纪看出来了。
By the 21st century, we recognize all their many, many errors.
1911年的时候
，in 1911，
孙中山先生推翻了中国几千年的帝制。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen overturned thousands of years of imperialism in China.
从商朝
from the Shang Dynasty,
夏朝、商朝，一直到周朝，到秦始皇，从皇帝变成皇帝。
From the king, they became emperors.
那么秦始皇在主前217年称帝之后
，When 秦始皇 became an emperor 217 years before Christ,
一直到满清最后一个皇帝溥仪。
The last Manchurian Emperor 溥仪，
中国一共有了五六十个皇帝。
From 秦始皇 to 溥仪 there were like 60 emperors.
没有几个是好的。
Not few, not too many are good.
周文王是很好的。
周文王 is considered good.
周武王、周公是好的。
周武王、周公 good emperors.
看见这个商朝的时候
，But during the Shang Dynasty,
武丁是好的。
武丁 is considered good.
在下来的时候
，And then following him,
很多不好的王
，Many of the emperors were bad.
到了唐太宗的时候是好的。
唐太宗 was considered a good emperor.
不得不为了自己保自己的安全，杀死了他的哥哥跟他的弟弟。
But he slaughtered his siblings in order to have his own position secured.
中国带到一个非常荣华富贵、生平和和睦的一个国家。
But under his rule, China did become prosperous and peaceful.
接下来
，and then following that,
还有一些好的王
，a few good kings.
到了明朝的时候
，by the Ming Dynasty,
看见这个。这个洪武是一个相当厉害的皇帝。
洪武 is considered a pretty good emperor.
但是他有个毛病，就是杀功臣不眨他的眼睛。
But then when he killed the faithful officials, he would just kill them all.
到了他的孩子的时候
，By the time his son took over,
朱棣杀方孝孺，灭十族。
And he got to kill people all the way to the 10th generation.
他自己是非常英明、非常伟大的一个皇帝。
Although he himself ruled pretty well.
但是他的铁腕太过坏了。
But they are dictatorial.
到了清朝的时候
，By the Qing Dynasty,
我相信康熙是有历史以来中国最好的皇帝。
Emperor Kangxi is often considered the best emperor in Chinese history.
清朝末后的皇帝都是根本不上朝、不 理政治，一天到晚只懂得自己享乐奸淫的皇帝。
Towards the end, the emperors were all decadent emperors.
所以当孙中山推翻了帝制以后
，So after Sun Yat-sen succeeded in the revolution，
他用民主基督教所提出的民主制度来把整个中国更新起来了。
He brought in democracy influenced by Christianity to China.
1911年孙中山革命成功。
In 1911, the revolution succeeded.
六年以后，1917年列宁革命成功。
Six years later, in 1917, Lenin succeeded.
孙中山是以上帝的爱为单为百姓的好处建立了中华民国。
Dr. Sun built China based on the love of God.
列宁是用对这个沙皇的仇恨，枪毙尼古拉第二世全家的人，把权柄夺在自己的手里面。
But Lenin used hatred and he slaughtered the entire family of Nicholas II, the Tsar.
孙中山在辛亥革命以后，还活了14年才离开世界。
Dr. Sun lived 14 years after the revolution.
1924的人的时候，他离开世界。
He died in 1924.
列宁在1924年离开世界。
Lenin died in 1924.
孙中山在1925年离开世界。
Dr. Sun 1925.
所以革命完了以后，孙中山还享受有14年的这个生活。
So he did live for 14 years after the successful revolution.
列宁只有7年的生活。
Lenin only 7 years.
上个礼拜我对你说，当列宁死以前
，Last week I told you that before Lenin died，
他把共产党的同志全部叫到他的房间里面来。
He summoned all his communist comrades。
他讲很重要的话
，and said important last words。
为了控固无产阶级共产主义的政权
，in order to strengthen our classless political power，
我不得不杀掉所有反对我们的那些人。
I have slaughtered many of our opponents。
我以为这样解决了问题了。
And I thought I have solved our problems。
现在我要离开世界了。
But now I'm about to die。
我告诉你，这件事根本没有成功。
I tell you, we have not succeeded。
杀仇敌、仇恨的种子就在共产党里面暗中滋生。变成一发不可收拾。
Because of our actions of slaughter, the seeds of hatred is now in the Communist Party.
所以我要死了，我看见苏联是没有前途的。
And I think there is no future for the Soviet Union.
我看见我们共产党前途是黑暗的。
That the future for the Communist Party is dark.
恨在我们中间生根繁衍。
For hatred is permeating among us.
如果苏联要有盼望。
If there is a hope for the Soviet Union,
只有一个可能性。
There is only one possibility.
除非我们这个国家有50个圣人被兴起来。
It can only happen when 50 saints arose from among us.
我们才有新的盼望。
Then we have a new hope.
他就这样离开世界了。
And that was his last words.
列宁离开世界的最后一本书是读圣经。
The last book he read before he died was the Bible.
因为他知道人没有办法处理人间的问题。
He knew that the humankind cannot solve his own problem.
所以我们祷告父啊，愿你的国降临。
So we pray, Your kingdom come.
世界的国度不是永远的国度。
For the kingdom of the world are not eternal.
世界的政权不是真理的政权。
The political systems are not of the truth.
世界的权柄掺杂了许多自私、败坏、邪恶、仇恨的成分在里面。
The powers of the world has too much hatred and evilness inside.
苏联革命70年以后。
70 years after the Russian Revolution,
1987年
in 1987,
开始引浪这个反革命的情绪出来了。
There was an anti-revolutionary spirit.
1989年的时候
，by 1989,
Gorbachev 一定要解体苏联，消灭了。
Gorbachev dissolved the Soviet Union.
第一个共产帝国。
So they were the first communist empire.
经不起七八十年的经验淘汰，马上就消灭了。
They were made obsolete within only 80 years.
那么我们中国呢
？What about China?
共产党统治到现在。
The communists in power till now.
现在的中国是共产党用共产党的原理在统治吗
？Is China being ruled under communist principles?
完全不是的。
Absolutely not.
从前是挂狗头卖羊肉。现在的挂羊头卖狗肉，完全是用自共产主义做号召。
Now you use communism as the rallying call.
完全是用资本主义的办法来统治中国的。
But in reality, you are just a capitalist.
当资本主义一抬头的时候
，When the capitalism arose,
最先发财的不是资本家。
The capitalists were not the first to make money.
共产党的头头跟他们的家族。
They were the communist leaders and their family members.
这个世界是没有盼望的。
So there is really no hope in the world.
我们提到了苏联最后是很可怜的。
We talk about Russian, their sins and their conclusion.
第二十世纪第二个大国家就是美国。
And we then talk about USA.
美国最后变成最穷的国家。
America is actually the poorest country in the world.
所以当他们现在过很奢侈的生活。
While they seem to be living a life of luxury.
你想想看。
You think about this.
美国的人口是全世界人类人口总比例的7%。
The Americans only occupy 7% of the world's population.
但他们用了世界全人类资源的65%。
But they consume 65% of the world's resources.
无论什么东西都给美国用完了。
No matter what, they just exploit the resources.
美国人浪费得不得了。
The Americans are wasteful.
已经浪费诚信。
They have wasted their faithfulness.
当钱没有的时候怎么办呢？
When they don't have enough money,
他只有两个办法。
There are two ways out.
印钱。
Print more.
借钱
or borrow more.
印钱绝对不是办法。
Printing more money is not a solution.
借钱一定要付钱。
If you borrow, you must pay back.
现在美国变成历史上最多欠债的国家。
America has become the most indebted nation in the history of mankind.
美国欠中国的钱超过2 trillion.
The Americans have owed the Chinese more than $2 trillion.
要怎么付呢？我不知道。
I have no idea how they're going to pay this back.
你们比我年轻。
You are much younger than me.
你们继续看下去，这个世界的政体要怎样进展
？So you get a chance to observe how all these things will end up.
我知道我们基督徒的责任是什么呢
？But I know that as Christian, our responsibilities are.
我们对世界很悲观。
That we are pessimistic towards the world.
对我们所领受的使命很积极。
But dynamic towards the mission we have inherited.
世界是没有办法改好的。
We know that the world cannot become better.
我们相信神是创造万有的主。
But we do believe that God is the creator of all things.
他也是继续不断支配控制全人类的主宰。
He is also a God that continues to have providence over all things.
愿你的国降临的时候。
Therefore, when you pray, your kingdom come.
你不要忘记，我就是你国度里面的人。
Do not forget that we are part of His kingdom.
求主给我力量顺服你的法律。
And so, O God, please give me the strength to be obedient to Your laws.
使我跟随你的圣灵。
That I will follow Your Holy Spirit.
使我顺服你义统管的原则。
And also be obedient to the rule of righteousness.
撒旦用罪管理属于他的百姓。
Satan rule his people with sin.
耶稣基督用义管理他的百姓。
Jesus Christ rule with righteousness.
一个以罪的原则做治理的权柄。
And one use the principle of sin as the way he rules.
这是撒旦的国度。
The kingdom of Satan.
上帝的国度用义的原则作为管理百姓的这个权柄。
Whereas the kingdom of God, Christ used righteousness to rule us.
我们常常记得。
So let us always remember.
我是天国的子民。
That I am part of this kingdom.
我是基督徒。
I am a Christian.
我是顺服我的天父，我的主的。
I obey my Lord, my Father in heaven.
我应当把我的肢体献作为罪。作为义的器皿来顺服上帝。
And I give up my body as a sacrifice, living sacrifice to God.
我们的眼要看正义的事。
Our eyes should look at righteous things.
我们的耳要听正义的事。
Our ears must listen to righteous things.
我们的手要做正义的事。
Let our hands do righteous tasks.
我们的手在正义的路里面。
Let us walk on pathway of righteousness.
让上帝的义在我们里面运行。
That the righteousness of God is manifested in our life.
耶稣说你们祷告的时候。
So Jesus said when you pray.
先求上帝的国和上帝的什么
？You seek first His kingdom.
什么？上帝的义。
And His righteousness.
因为我是这国里面的子民。
Because I am part of His kingdom.
我是顺服这个义的百姓。
I am a people that obey the righteousness.
上帝在国里面有义管理我的生活。
And in this kingdom, God rule over my life with His righteousness.
魔鬼在他的国度里面用罪管理他的百姓。
Satan rule over His people with sin.
我已经讲完了第三次。愿你的国降临。
And that was the third session about your kingdom come.
今天我们就继续讲下去另外一句话。
Today we go into the next item.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
我们大家念一次好不好？一、二、三。愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我从前没有讲过主导文。
I have never preached on the Lord's Prayer before.
虽然我已经几十年盼望好好讲解主导文。
For decades, I want an opportunity to preach about it carefully.
今年我决定把主导文讲出来。
And this year, I decided to preach on the Lord's Prayer.
我已经思想了几十年了。
I've thought about it for decades.
我现在已经70多岁了。
I am in my 70s.
我要勇敢把这些重要的真理在这个世界交代清楚。
And so I want to boldly tell you all the important truths.
我们在天上的父。
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为。
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临。
Your kingdom come.
每一句都是这么伟大。
Every single sentence so great.
每一句都是这么重要。
Every single sentence so important.
每一句都是让我们毛骨悚然。
Every single sentence give us the chills.
第三个祷告的时候。
By the third item.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
Your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
这次再次告诉我们。
Again it reminds us.
我们在地上的生活是要以天上的标准为我们的基础的。
That we ought to live a life on earth with the standards of heaven.
我们到在地上生活多久呢？
How long will we live on earth?
我们只有几十年。
Maybe a few decades.
对，这几十年里面，我们达到什么呢？
And what have you achieved in a few decades?
我们盼望达到我们的意念可以成全。
We pray that we can fulfill our will.
我们盼望我们所求的，我们所想的，可以完成出来。
We pray that we can fulfill our dreams.
这是人类生活的目的吗？
Is this the purpose of our life?
如果你所有的目的都达到了，又怎么样？
If you can fulfill all your wishes, then what?
所有的梦想都已经成全了，又怎么样？
If you can get everything you dream of, then what?
这样的人还是一个自私的人。
This sort of thinking is still selfish.
还是一个短视的人。
And short-sighted.
因为他所看到的就是自己。
You only see yourself.
自己的需要。
Your own needs.
自己的利益。
Your own profit.
自己的理想。
Your own ideals.
当然有理想比没有理想好一点。
Of course, it's better to have ideas than have no ideas.
很多人根本不知道理想达到以后接下去的一步要怎么走。
But many people do not know what to do next.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们都有我的理想，我的理想，我的理想。很少人有理想的我，理想的我。
Many people think about my ideal, but very people think about the ideal me.
My idea.
我的理想。
My imagination.
我的想象。
My planning.
我的计划。
My target.
我的目标。
这句话最重要就是 my。这是为了我的
It's mine.
我的理想
It's mine.
我的成全
My
当你成全以后
But after you've done it,
你离开世界了
Then you die
那么你成全你的理想是为什么
So what is the purpose of reaching the ideal
达到你的理想有什么目的呢
What is the objective
所以我们不要看主导文是很简单的话语
So don't think that the Lord's Prayer is so simple
就背起来每句都滚瓜烂熟
A lot of us can recite it
其实这句话太伟大了
But this is great
这句话太严肃了
These words are most solemn.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
这句话我可以用几次来讲。
I can preach on this a few sessions.
我不一定预备太多的时间跟你们详细讲解这些话语。
But we may not spend too much time on this.
但是我们要集中精神。
We want to focus.
把在地上所有成全的。
With what is to be done on earth,
跟天上所要成全的
and versus what is to be done in heaven,
一定要产生一个一致
both must be consistent.
所以你祷告的时候
so when you pray,
愿你的旨意行在地上
your will be done on earth,
如同行在天上
as it is in, done in heaven.
这句话什么意思呢
what does this phrase mean?
这个世界虽然是暂时的
that the world although is temporal,
这个世界不是结束在没有盼望
But it doesn't end in a hopeless state.
这个世界虽然是暂时的
although the world is temporal,
这个世界里面隐藏着一个目的
it implicitly has a purpose.
这个目的不是我们定的
not set by us.
这个目的不是我们给的
not given by us.
这个目的是上帝已经安排了
this purpose is set by God.
在地上要成全他的旨意
that the will be done on earth.
如同成全在天上一样的
as it is in heaven.
为什么要这样讲呢
why should we say this way?
愿你的旨意行在地上
may your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上
as if in heaven.
我告诉你上帝的旨意在天上没有人可以拦住他
I tell you that God's will on heaven cannot be blocked.
上帝的旨意在地上常常受你受我拦阻
But his will on earth is often interrupted by you and I.
我们的心我们的主的心非常痛苦
So our Lord is most troubled.
因为他创造我们的时候
For when he created us,
是按照自己的形象样式造了我们
It was based on his image and likeness.
使我们可以成为一个顺从他的子女
That we can be a people that is obedient to him.
在我们身上施行他的旨意
That in our life he will do his will.
在我们身上成全他的计划
And to fulfill his plan.
所以呢我们如果达到神为我们定的计划
And so you can fulfill the plan set by God.
生命就非常有价值
Our life is most worthy.
如果我们没有办法成全上帝为我们生命所定的计划
If we fail in achieving what God wants us to do
我们会荒废我们的一生
We will indeed waste our life
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
在这样严肃的一句话里面
In this most solemn phrase
我要先告诉你一件事情
I want to tell you one thing first
神的创造不是没有目的的
That God's creation is not without a purpose
神的计划不是没有目的的
That God's plan is not without a purpose
神有目的
He has a purpose.
有计划
There is a plan.
有策略
That is a strategy.
要达到他为我们所定的最终的目的。
So that we will fulfill the ultimate goal that he has set for us.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为人就是上帝的目的。
For we are the purpose of God.
你们在交往的时候
，When you have relationships，
你们会讲一句话
，You often will say this.
The means is not end.
The means is not the end.
工具是工具
，A tool is a tool.
The 目标是目标
，The end is the end.
一个人把别人当作工具的时候
，If you treat other people as your tool，
这个人是非常不尊重别人。
Then you have a lot of disrespect to other people.
一个人把别人当作目的的时候
，But if you treat others as your goals，
这个人才把人当作人。
Then you will treat people as human beings.
如果我跟你做朋友
，If I befriend you，
我可以利用你达到我另外的目的。
It's because I can make use of you to achieve something else.
那么我对你所做的都是假的。
Then I am a person who is fake.
因为我要利用你
，For I'm using you，
把你当作工具
，and treat you as a tool，
把你当作一个被利用的小工具。
A small tool that I just make use of，
达到我的目的
，so that I can achieve certain goals。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当你发现你的朋友是把你当作工具来对待的时候
，If you discover that you have been made use by your friends，
你会非常失望
，You will be most disappointed。
你们认为他是利用你
，You will realize that he's making use of you。
利用你的人是你没有办法尊重的人
，And you cannot respect a person like that。
当你的朋友把你当作目的的时候
，But if your friend treats you as a goal，
尊重你因为你是人
，He respects you because you're a human being。
尊重的对象。
And to be respected.
爱你，因为你是人。
And he loves you because you are a fellow human being.
爱的对象。
A object of love.
帮助你，因为你是人。
He helps you because you are a human
being.
帮
助的对象。
The object of my help.
他的尊重不是要利用你。
His respect is not based on making use of you.
帮助不是要利用你。
His help is not based on
the thing you give him. 他给你的尊敬不是要利用你。
He respects you not to make use of you.
你不是工具。
You are not a tool.
你是一个目的。
You are a goal.
人与人的关系用目的论来建立关系的时候
，If you establish relationship based on treating
这就是正常的
This is normal.
这是神所需要的
And God is pleased.
今天在宗教里面最可怕的事情就是利用上帝达到罪人邪恶心理的目的
And the most frightening thing in religion is people make use of God to fulfill a sinner's wish.
我们不但懂得怎么样利用人
Not only do we know how to make use of
we
people
We are so courageous to make use of God to achieve our evil purpose.
我们那么大胆竟然利用上帝来达到我们自己的
目标，这是很可怕的事情。
This is most frightening.
你要到礼拜来堂做什么
？Why do you come to church？
你祷告是为什么
？What's the purpose of your prayer？
你听到是为什么
？Why do you listen to sermons？
找到一些目的
，Well, there's some purpose.
找到一些的内容
，There's some content.
找到一些的工具
，I want to find some tools.
来利用上帝
，and make use of
God. 利用圣经
，make use of the Bible.
利用聚会
，make use of the congregation.
利用基督徒
，make use of Christians.
来达到你邪恶的意念
，to fulfill your evil desires.
是上帝所恨恶的事情。
God hates such things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
上帝造人的时候
，When God made man，
从来没有把人当作工具。
He has never treated us as a tool.
上帝拣选的时候
，When God chose us，
从来没有把人当作工具。
He has never treated us as a tool.
有人说耶稣拣选犹大是要利用犹大卖他的救恩才能成功。
Some people say that Jesus chose Judas because Judas is a tool to achieve salvation.
简单的逻辑来看，好像有道理在里面。
Seems to be simply logical.
这是很邪恶的侮辱我们的上帝。
But actually, it's an evil blasphemy.
耶稣选犹大的时候
，When Judas was chosen，
他是把犹大当作一个拣选的对象。
He treated Judas as one of the chosen.
不是当作可利用的一个工具。
Not a tool to be made use of.
所以犹大出卖耶稣根本不是上帝的计划。
Judas betrayed Jesus not as a part of the plan of God.
出卖耶稣是他自己所想的一套计划。
It was his own evil plan.
所以耶稣对他说
，So Jesus said to him,
你要做的事你去做吧。
Go do what you must.
耶稣没有说我现在利用你的时间到了，我要你替我做事，不是这样的。
Jesus didn't say the time is up. Now go and do something for me.
你要做的事你去做吧。
Jesus said, Go do what you must.
撒旦犯罪是出于撒旦自己。
Satan sinned out of himself.
犹大出卖耶稣是出于犹大自己。
Judas betrayed Christ out of himself.
主从来没有利用人。
Our Lord has never made use of anyone.
主从来没有这个用各样的办法来奴役人。
Or you enslave us with any methods. God gave you freedom.
要你用自由向上帝负责任。
With your freedom, you are to be responsible to God.
所以耶稣对犹大说
，So Jesus said to Judas,
你要做的事，你去做吧。
Go do what you must.
耶稣基督也在约翰福音里面告诉我们
，Gospel John Jesus tell us,
第八章四十四节
，Chapter 8 verse 44,
撒旦是说谎话的。
Satan lies.
撒旦又是一切说谎话之人的父亲。
He is also the father of all liars.
他犯罪是出于他自己。
And he sinned out of himself.
没有一个人犯罪是神的计划。
No one sinned because it's planned by God.
没有一个人犯罪是神的利用。
Or that you make use of by God.
自己要犯的。
But you yourself sin.
撒旦自己决定背叛上帝。
Satan himself decided to betray God.
犹大自己决定出卖耶稣。
Judas himself decided to betray Jesus.
他们是把耶稣当作被利用的工具，不是耶稣把他当作被利用的工具。
He make use of Jesus, not the other way around.
为什么他把耶稣当作被利用的工具呢？
Why would he make use of Jesus?
因为有耶稣，我就有货可以卖，我可以赚30块钱。
With Jesus, you can sell him and make 30 pieces of silver.
卖耶稣是出于他自己。
So he betrayed Christ out of himself.
卖耶稣是要利用耶稣。
To make use of Jesus.
把耶稣当作一个工具。
That he is like a tool to him.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
当我们把这个东西分清楚以后。
When we are clear about this.
你就更明白圣经的道理了。
You will then understand the Bible.
神从来不利用人。
That God will not make use of man.
神只有使用人。
He only would
make use of man,
employ us.
但是他这个使用是因为他的主权。
He used us out of his sovereign will.
我们在神手中变成有用的器皿。
And so in the hands of God, we become tools that are useful.
当我们被神用的时候，
when we are used by God,
神没有用我们达到他私人的自私的利益。
He is not making use of us for selfish desires.
他用我们的时候，使我们达到我们被造最高尚的目标。
And we are used by Him so that we can fulfill the greatest potential that He made us for. Thanks be to God.
上帝啊，
God,
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
这句话太伟大。
This is a great saying.
当我讲主导文的时候，
when I preach about the Lord's Prayer,
很多次我讲到一半，我毛骨悚然。
Very often I get the chills.
我感到我没有资格讲。
I feel I'm not worthy.
因为上帝的真理太伟大了。
For the truth of God is too great.
上帝的真理太崇高了。
The truth of God is too high.
我们这个罪人的口，是否有资格来讲这些伟大的真理？
How can the great truth come from an unworthy servant's lips?
上帝的创造是有目的的。
The creation of God has a purpose.
上帝的作为是有计划的。
And the work of God has a plan.
上帝从来没有做一件没有计划、没有目的的事情。
God has never done anything without a plan or without a purpose.
上帝创造之工充满美好的目的。
The work of creation is filled with His good purpose.
上帝救赎之工充满伟大的目的。
The work of salvation has its grand purpose.
上帝启示之工也充满了他永远的目的。
And the work of revelation has its eternal
purpose. 神是有目的的上帝。
God is a purposeful God.
如果你相信一个没有目的的上帝，你是相信一个根本不是神的，是假上帝。
If you believe that your God is purposeless, he must be a false God.
我们的神是有目的的。
For God has a purpose.
造钢琴的人。
A person that makes a piano.
造钢琴花多心思是要使这个钢琴出美好的音乐出来。
He spent a lot of time and effort to make good music from the piano.
你知道造一架钢琴需要多少智慧吗？
You know how much wisdom you need to make a piano?
钢琴需要一个很大的钢架。
You need a very big structure.
然后把很多的弦装上去调准了。
And then put on a lot of piano strings and to tighten it.
你知道这个钢如果不好，
if it is not of good material,
调音的时候它就破了。
It will break.
声音就不出来了。
The sound will not come out.
一个这样小的钢琴，
the piano may look small.
里面张力大概是1200吨。
But the tension inside is 1200 ton.
如果是一个九色的 concert grand 的钢琴，
if it is a concert grand piano,
把所有的弦拉紧的时候，
when they tighten all the strings inside,
张力可能超过1800吨。
The tension will exceed 1800 ton.
这是没有人可以承担的。
Not something humanly possible.
钢琴好不好？
So the whether piano is good or not,
看了钢架的本质多坚固。
It is determined by how strong the structure is.
拉弦的时候，
as you tighten the string,
张力产生出来的声音何等的漂亮。
The sound that comes from the tension is most beautiful.
1926年的时候，
in 1926,
Stanway 注册了一个很重要的发明。
Stanway and Sons had a patent register.
那个叫做 duplex system.
It's called a duplex system.
什么叫做 duplex system 呢？
What is a duplex system?
这是几何学。
It is a,
这个数学里面的数字
part of arithmetic.
当一条线长度到一个标准的时候，
and that is when you pull a string to a certain length,
把它打出一个声音出来的时候，
and when you hit on it,
那个线就变成两段，
the
不是断掉变成两段，
two portions,
它就把这个整条的声音分成刚好一半，
and that is the sound will be cut right in the middle.
一半以后不久再刚好一半，
And then after that, cut into further meter.
变成两部分。
So the sound will be produced in two portions.
二分之一加二分之一。
Half plus half.
所以不久变成四分之一加四分之一加四分之一加四分之一。
And then it will become half and half and half.
不久又变成八分之一加八分之一加八分之一加八分之一加八分之一加八分之一加八分之一加八分之一。
And 1/8 × 8.
以后就变成十六分之一。
And then 1/16.
三十二分之一。
1/32.
这个怎么算的？我是不懂。
I'm not sure how they calculate.
当我研究的时候
，But when I studied it,
我知道做一架钢琴有很大的智慧在里面。
All I know is that you need to be very wise.
为什么你弹这个琴，咚，声音很好听
？And the sound is very beautiful.
为什么你弹别的琴，咚，很不好听
？But another piano not so.
因为它有 duplex system 的奥秘在里面。
For it has the mystery of the duplex system.
自从1926年 Steinway 钢琴把这个注册了以后
，After Steinway patented this system,
别的钢琴很难跟它相比了。
You cannot compare with the Steinway and Sons.
今天 Yamaha 一直追，一直追。
Yamaha is trying to chase
them. Fascioli 不但追，还要超过它。
Fascioli actually become better.
就最后今年的 Rubinstein 钢琴大赛最后一天了，有八个最后决赛的五个决定。要用 Fascioli 不是用 Steinway
and this way 5 of the finalists in the competition wanted to use Fascioli and not Steinway
我今天对你这样讲告诉你我不是 Steinway 的总代理啊
I am not an agent for Steinway and Sons
我告诉你这个钢琴的事业是在正在进步
but I'm telling you that the industry is improving
所以你有头脑的人
if you are a thinker
你看你伟大的作品
when you look at a great piece of work
一定是有目的的
It is purposeful.
你相信世界没有目的吗
？You believe that the world has no purpose.
你相信宇宙没有目的吗
？You think the entire universe has no purpose.
你相信人生没有目的吗
？You think that your life has no purpose.
你相信你的存在没有目的吗
？Your existence has no purpose.
你是侮辱自己、轻看自己、是糟蹋自己、是出卖自己。
If that were the case, you insult yourself, you betray yourself.
为什么我们讲主导文会讲到钢琴、讲到这个事情呢
？From the Lord's Prayer, why are we talking about piano now?
我们一点没有离题。
It is not irrelevant.
我讲这个事情告诉你，有目的，而真正的目的是神放在被造物里面的。
I'm telling you that there is a purpose and the true purpose come from God.
所以当你说愿你的旨意成全
，Therefore, when you say Thy will be done,
地上如同在天上的时候
，On earth as it is in heaven.
你真正要讲的话，主啊，你创造我，愿我可以达到你为我定的目的，
you are,
我的生命才有价值。
You are saying that God, you have created me, so may I fulfill the purpose you have made, so that I'm worthy.
你明白了吗
？You understand this?
你知道你多么尊贵吗
？You know how honorable you are.
你知道你的生命是有计划的吗
？Do you know that your life has a plan?
计划不是你。
Not your plan.
很多年轻人十七八岁就计划我什么时候要恋爱，什么叫结婚，神经病。
Some people when they're young, they say, "Okay, I'm going to get married this day. I'm going to fall in love this day."
一大堆的计划。
Lots of plan when you're young.
你当跪在上帝面前。
You need to kneel before God.
愿主成全你为我所定的计划，在我生命的过程中间。
And ask God to fulfill His will that He has set for you in your life.
一个人能够成全上帝为所定的计划跟目的的时候
，If you are able to fulfill the will and purpose that God has set for you,
生命的价值是没有人可以替代的。
The value of your life is beyond comparison.
历史上有很多伟大的圣人。
In history, there are many great saints.
都是真心寻求上帝的旨意。
They are people who genuinely seek after the will of God.
真心盼望成全上帝的旨意。
Genuinely wants to do the will of God.
愿你的旨意行在地上
May your will be done on earth,
如同行在天上
as it is in
为什么这两句天上跟地上配合起来讲呢
Why is there a mentioning on earth and heaven together?
这世界的一切
Because everything on earth
终极的目的是天上所定的
Has its final goal set by heaven
我有个习惯每次念到这句话的时候心里念另外一句话
In my, by this habit that whenever I read this, I have another verses coming from my heart.
我们在天上的父
Our Father in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣
Hallowed be your name.
愿你的国降临
Your kingdom come.
接下去我怎么念的
And you know what I say next?
愿你的旨意成全在唐从容的身上，如同成全在天上。
Your will be done on the life of Stephen Tong as it is in heaven.
为什么我们这样祷告呢
？Why do we pray like that?
我们常常祷告都是奉行故事。没有特殊价值的旧物就是要溜出来随便讲的话
because very often we just pray as a matter of fact reciting it
在天上是没有拦阻的
if the will of God has no blockage in heaven
神的旨意在地上很多拦阻的
if there are lots of opposition to the will of God on earth
为什么这么讲呢
why do we say
因为上帝把自由给人
for God gave us the freedom
人是唯一能够反抗上帝的
The humankind is the only being that can oppose God.
人是唯一可以抵挡上帝旨意的。
We are the only being that can go after the will of God.
基督到地上来做人。
When Christ came as man.
基督教导我们这些基督徒这些人。
He taught those of us who are also human beings.
对我们说我们应当怎么样祷告。
To teach us how to pray.
愿你的旨意行在地上。
May your will be done on
earth. 如同行在天上。
As it is in heaven.
上帝的天上旨意没有拦阻，所有的天使军兵都照着他的旨意完全顺服他。
The will of God is completely obeyed by all the hosts and all the angels of heaven.
当上帝的旨意临到我们身上的时候，
But when His will comes upon us,
我们常常说主啊，我不要顺服你。
We often say, "Oh God, I don't obey."
我要走自己的道路。
I want to go my own way.
他说你成全我。
Why don't you do my will?
不是我成全你的旨意。
Not I do your will.
我们常常利用上帝。
We ought to make use of God.
我们常常把上帝当作奴仆来看待。
We treat God as if He's our servant.
例如我们没有把上帝当作上帝来感谢他。
We do not give thanks to God, for He is God.
所以我们的思念变成虚妄。
And so our thoughts become futile.
我们无知的心也变成昏暗。
And our ignorant heart become darkened.
这样我们就过一个没有目标、没有计划、没有终极目的的人生的生活。
And we float around in life without our ultimate purpose or without our objective.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is more sad.
有一次我在这个华盛顿参观一个艺术展览的时候，
I was in Washington attending an art show.
我非常受吸引。
I was very attracted.
怎么可能我晚上在步道，早上可以看这伟大的艺术展览呢？
At night I had gospel rally. In the morning I went for all this art show.
那个艺术展览是从来没有被人发现的。一些希腊雕刻雕像的展览。
It was an art show exhibition of some Greek statues that are very rare.
那因为很少人知道这个事情。
Very few people know about this.
所以展览出来一定吸引很多人来看的。
So many people will be attracted by it.
那我对希腊艺术是很有兴趣。
I am very interested in Greek art.
希腊有两个最大的雕刻师。
There are two great sculptors in Greece.
第一个叫做 Phidias.
The first one is called Phidias.
第二个叫做 Praxiteles.
The second one, Praxiteles.
这个人在雕刻人体、人面、人的这个形象的时候，
When they sculpt the human face and human body,
他们已经纯熟到一个地步，
They are so good at their craft.
几乎没有一个动作或者一个角度是雕刻错的。
It's like they don't make any mistake in their sculpture.
Never have any mistakes in any corner.Any line, any different image, 他们都很完美，把人的形象尽善尽美的雕刻出来。
They are able to portray the human pose perfectly.
所以，当你看了希腊雕像以后
，So after you've seen the Greek sculpture,
你看再看印度的雕像
，Then you look at the Indian sculpture,
印尼的雕像
，Indonesian sculpture,
你再看新加坡的雕像
，Singaporean sculpture,
你发现很多错误。的角度错误的线条表现出来。
You find that they make a lot of errors in the lines in all these.
比如说，当你看见印度教里面的男女的雕像的时候。
For example, in Hinduism, when you look at the sculpture of man and woman,
他们的身体有点太过阿玛多姿，以致你的线条不清楚，变成好像没有骨头的人一样的。
Some of them are too shapely, as if they have no bone structure.
你看希腊雕刻的时候
，But when you look at the Greek sculpture,
男的就是男的。
The man is a man.
女的就是女的。
A woman is a woman.
人的身体就是人的身体。
Human body.
每一个角落。
Every angle.
每一个层次。
Every layer.
都是非常清楚的。
Very clearly done.
他们已经算出了什么叫做美的金科一律。
For they have found the golden rule of beauty.
什么叫做 golden rule 呢
？What is this golden rule?
比例正确。
The ratio.
一个女孩子要漂亮。
For a woman to be pretty,
鼻子要等你整个面孔的多少分之几都算出来了。
They calculated how long your nose should be in ratio of the face.
如果你的这个上巴是很大的，一定很难看的。
You have a thick upper lip, you'll be quite ugly.
如果你两个冠骨凸出来，也很难看的。
If your cheekbone is too protruding,
如果你的耳朵翘到后面去，也很难看的。
If your ear bent backwards, it's so ugly.
希腊人雕像的时候
，So when a Greek sculptor go to work,
golden rule, golden proportion.来雕人的身体。
They were sculpted based on their golden proportion.
没有一个人看希腊雕像会感到不好看的。
Everybody appreciate Greek sculptures.
如果你感到希腊雕像很不好看，表示你的眼睛跟狗没有什么分别。
If you don't like Greek sculpture, your eyes are no different from a dog.
那我那天看到希腊雕像。
So when I look at the sculptures,
Greek sculpture,
it was Greek sculptures.
我就买票了。
I bought the ticket.
我就进去看的。
I went in.
一座一座看。
From one after another.
一个一个看。
One by one.
各 个漂亮的不得了。
Everyone beautiful.
但是后来我看到一句话，我莫名其妙、
But then I saw something else.
Even though Greek sculpture is so perfect.
虽然说希腊的雕像是那么的完美。
So beautiful.
那么的美丽。
Yet it is a pointless art.
但是作为艺术品，它根本是没有目的的。
我吓了一跳。
I was astonished.
怎么可以这么讲呢？
How can you say that?
你雕一个女人很漂亮。
You sculpted a beautiful woman.
除了漂亮以后，她要做什么？脸他也不知道。
Other than beauty, even she doesn't know what's next.
可以跟男人很美丽，很英俊。
You sculpt a very handsome man.
除了整个身体每块肌肉都是比例完美的不得了。
Perfect muscular body.
人生的目的在哪里？他讲不出来。
But they cannot tell you the purpose of life.
为什么在 Washington 的 exhibition 里面讲这句话 ？That is so beautiful, so perfect, but pointless.Less.
Why would people say 这个东西是根本没有目标的，没有
意思？为什么希腊雕刻是完美的
？Why is it so perfect?
是不能再漂亮的。
You cannot be even
prettier. 可惜是没有目标的。
But it is pointless.
因为希腊的人生观、宇宙观是封闭系统的宇宙观。
But because the Greek has a closed door concept, it was the cosmos.
现在你要听到很重要的话语了。
These are important words.
到了这个二十世纪，有个哲学家叫做 Thomas Kuhn。提出了一个很重要的 open system 的时候，我们才发现事实是如此的。
20th century Thomas Kuhn, a philosopher, think about open systems.
希腊人所说的世界是封闭的世界。
The concept of the Greek regard to the world is a closed one.
研究的时候是个封闭的系统。
So when they research it, they have a closed system.
世界哪里来？他没有告诉你。
They don't tell you where the world comes from.
世界如果是自己形成的，就是一个封闭的系统。
If the world comes by itself, it is a closed system.
所以你怎么解释世界呢？
So how do you explain the world?
你怎么解释宇宙呢？
How do you explain the cosmos?
你用宇宙来解释宇宙。
You use the cosmos to explain cosmos.
用世界来解释世界。
You use the world to explain the world.
人来解释人。
You use human being to
describe human being. 你完全看不见在人以外的目标的制定者。
You are not able to see the one who determines all things outside of the humankind.
你发现有一个另外更高的上帝为人类定的一个目标。
You have not discovered a higher God that set the purpose for mankind.
你不奇怪 Apollo 的 Belvedere.
And so you are not surprised that Apollo
不奇怪所有最伟大的希腊雕刻。
All these greatest Greek
sculptures. 很美很美，但是没有目标。
It can be very very beautiful, but still pointless.
Open system 什么时候开始呢？
When did the open system start?
基督教的使徒信经开始的时候。
It starts with the Apostles' Creed.
他第一句话怎么讲呢？
The first sentence.
我信上帝。
I believe in God.
全能的父。
Father Almighty.
创造天地的主。
Maker of heaven and earth.
这里给我们看见这个天地有一个外在的因创造它。这个统管它，这个指挥它。
It tells us that the world has an external cause that created it, that ruled it and directs it.
人才第一次从被造界开出一条窗口，看到创造主。
And that is the first time humanity has a window to reach the Creator God.
这样你看见凡是受基督教影响的艺术家。
And so all artists that have been influenced by Christianity.
他们把目的论放在艺术的创作的里面。
They were put inside their artistic work purpose.
当你到文艺复兴的时候。
During the Renaissance.
你看见米开朗基罗刻了一个大卫像。
You look at Michelangelo's David.
你们知道 David 这个 sculpture 的请举手我看看。
The sculpture of David.
有一个大卫像，大卫拿着机弦。
David took a sling.
一块石头。
A piece of stone.
挑一个伸出来。
A leg is extended.
身体的比重是偏一边的。
And the body is slanting.
瞪着哥利亚。
The eyes looking at Goliath.
快要把石头丢出去。
Because he was about to strike him with the stone.
最后一秒钟的神情。
The way he looked right at the last moment.
这个雕像跟希腊的雕像不同在哪里？
The difference between this and Greek sculpture.
希腊雕像很美丽，没有目的。
Greek sculpture is very beautiful but pointless.
基督教的雕像是有目的的。
But Christian sculpture has a purpose.
基督教的雕像在哥德时代曾经被他们玷污，或者形象已经变得很不好了。
But in the Gothic era, the image was already stained.
当文艺复兴时代的时候。
But during the Renaissance.
米开朗基罗把大卫或者要打败仇敌的目的，把它写明出来了。
Michelangelo manifested the purpose of David when he wanted to defeat Goliath.
大卫的眼神里面
，and so within his eyes，
绝对不投降。
You see a non-compromising
attitude.
That he will fight for God.
勇敢抵挡仇敌。
That he will fight the enemy with courage.
人生才有目的的这个神情，把它表达出来。
And he expresses that very purpose in his life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
现在我把这两样分开来了。
I will segregate the two things.
没有目的的美。
The beauty that is pointless
and
the beauty that is a purpose
purpose. They are very different.
If you look at a very beautiful girl that is like a dumb blonde, then you say, well, there is no purpose in her life.
你看见一个女孩子好像不是太完美，但她讲话的时候很有思想、很有目标、很有人生奋斗的意志。你感到这个女人有个性，就女人的可爱，不是从形象决定的。
But in a girl who may not be very beautiful, but has a purposeful way when she speaks, then you say you are respectful.
所以当米开朗基罗在文艺复兴的时代重新用圣经的题材做雕像的时候，So
during the Renaissance, Michelangelo used biblical principle to sculpt.
他把目的放进去了。And
he placed purpose in his sculpture.
今天我要奉主的名问你。In
the name of the Lord, I want to ask you today.
你知道不知道你的人生是有目的的？Do
you know that there is a purpose in your life?
知道不知道这世界被造是有目的的？Do
you know that the world is created for a purpose?
你知道不知道上帝把目的放在被造界中间是为了他自己的荣耀？That for
his own glory, God put purpose in the created world.
当你真正发现这个目的的价值的时候，
When you truly discover the value of this purpose,
你就不会随便轻看自己在地上的存在。
Then you will not despise your own existence on earth.
你不会糟蹋神在你身上所给你的恩典。
You are not going to waste a single grace that God has given to you in your life.
达到上帝目的的人，
You want to be a purpose that fulfills God's purpose.
有这样的人，
A person like that,
他才能祷告说，
And can pray.
愿你的旨意成全在我身上。
May your will be done in me.
如同在天上。
As if it's done in heaven.
愿你的目的达到在我的身上。
When your purpose be fulfilled in me.
如同你在天上所已经定的事情。
With all that you said.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
这些话里面的意义，
The meaning behind all these words.
真的明白了以后，
If you truly understand it.
你的人生一定改变。
Your life will surely change.
你不会像过去一样过一个非常不厌其烦、继续不断、团团转的生活。
You will not be satisfied with a repetitive life that you used to have.
那你真正明白人生的意义，
If you truly understand the meaning of life.
振奋起来。
You will then be revived.
恳切追求。
And seek after things
permanently. 努力寻找。
And seek after
神啊， 你在我生命中间所定的目的是什么？
What is the will of God that you have set in my life?
一个没有目的的上帝是假神。
A purposeless God is a false God.
一个真正的真神是有目的的上帝。
The true God has a purpose.
上帝不但对宇宙有目的，
Not only is there a purpose for the whole cosmos.
对基督徒有目的，
Purpose for the Christian.
对每个被造的人定下的目的，
Purpose for all created beings.
上帝在历史的过程中的每一件事都有他的目的。
Everything in history has God's purpose.
以赛亚书一节很伟大的圣经。
Isaiah is a great book.
上帝对以色列人说，
God said to the Israelites,
你们用什么假神与我相比呢？
With what false God would you compare me with?
你把我跟你们的假神怎么样相比呢？
How do you compare me with your false God?
你们的假神中间有哪一个神？
Which among your false gods?
像我一样，
Like me.
从起初， 指明幕后的事。
From the beginning can point to what is to come.
I am the one who point from the beginning everything want to come in the last days.
从起初指出幕后将要发生的事情。
I am the one who set the goal for the history of the human being.
我为整个人类的历史设下了这个目标。
I am the one make all the purposes in the universe according to my will.
我给整个宇宙都定了我旨意。你把我跟什么假神相比？ So how can you compare me with any false god?
真神是目的论的。
The true God has a
purpose.
He has a plan.
真神是有策略的。
He has his strategy.
我们就在这位真神下面做他的儿女。
And we are his children under this God.
我们一定要求神把他的目的告诉我们。
So we must ask God to give us his purpose.
愿你的旨意成全在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同成全在天上。
As it is in heaven.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
最后我要跟你讲一种神学上很大的错误。
Lastly, I want to tell you a big error in theology.
这种叫做 open theism.
It is called open theism.
开放的神论。
A theism is open.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
这些人，
These theologians,
他们说连上帝都不知道 前面会发生什么事情？
They say that even God does not know what is going to happen.
连上帝都不知道他以后变成一个怎样的上帝。
And God doesn't know what kind of God he will become next.
我看这些神经病的人，
I think they are crazy.
他们盼望上帝跟他一样神经。
They think that God is as crazy as they are.
完全没有目的论在其中。
So to them there is no purpose whatsoever.
Open theism is not started from the Pinoch.
The open theism is not started from the
Pinoch.
Pinoch.
这个人的名字。
Oh, from Pinoch.
这个 openism 从什么时候开始呢
？When did it start？
从大概60年以前。
About 60 years ago。
牛津的一个教授
，A professor in Oxford University，
Alfred North Whitehead。
It's called Alfred North Whitehead。
这个人就提到一件事情。
So he proposed，
even though God is in the process，
虽然上帝是在过程当中。
So he does not know what will happen to his own life。
但是他对他自己的存在要发生什么事情也不知道。
In God, there's an unknown quantity of the future。
所以对他来讲，未来是未知性的。
响应他的思想的是 Chicago 大学一个人叫 Hawthorne 的神学家。
And a theologian in Chicago called Hawthorne。Supported his theory.
他们一同建立了 unknown quantity of the future in God's life.
And together they have this concept, 就是上帝本身的存在有未知性。
过了40多年以后
，40 over years later，
有一些美国的神学家根据这个理论讲下去了。
And so some American theologian experimented with
this theory. 这不是我们的信仰。
This is not our faith.
我们真心相信。
We truly believe.
我们的神是有目的的。
That our God has a purpose.
我们的神是创造万有的。
He created all things.
这个世界是有目标的。
That the world is created for a purpose.
In everything created by God, there is a purpose inside.
所有的东西，上帝所创造都有目标。
Telos inside.
它是有一个永长久的目标。
The whole history is going, moving into the final telos set by God from eternity.
整个宇宙是朝向上帝在永恒里面所定的目标所朝进。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
愿上帝帮助我们。
May God help us all.
给我们不要做一个糊涂的人。
That we don't live a haphazard life.
明白上帝的旨意。
We want to understand His will.
什么叫做愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上呢
？What does it mean to say Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven？
主啊，天上的主啊，你在永恒中就是定的，我愿意在地上看见遵行出来。
Is to say Our God in heaven, the what You have set in heaven, I want to see it done on earth.
你愿意不愿意做一个这样的基督徒
？Are you willing to be a Christian like that？
在地上看见神成全在你身上的旨意。
That while you're living on earth to see the will of God fulfilled in your lifetime.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
我们请杨大明长老带领我们祷告。
我们一起祷告。天父恩主，我们满心感谢你。我们从主你自己仆人的口中听到这么完美的解释。从主祷文，我们主耶稣基督教导我们如何向天上的父祷告。愿主在我们的生命里面，正如你仆人所说的，你的旨意会行在我们的身上，正如行在天上一样。主啊，我们亏欠你的实在太多，求主帮助我们在人的声音停止以后，我们还仔细聆听圣灵在我们心里面的说话，好叫我们一生一世真正能够达到主你的旨意行在我们的身上，让我们继续追求主你赐给我们的生命里面的目标，叫我们寻求你的面，好叫我们不白费我们的生命，不荒废主你给我们的恩典，我们的光阴，叫我们的生命活出主你的灿烂，主你的丰盛，主你的旨意，叫众人看见我们的时候就把荣耀归给在天上的父。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求，阿们。